The last couple of days we've been talking about the sugya of Kufches Amud Aleph. We spoke about the Chiyuv Haseba by Matzah and by Dalet Kosos in a general sense. But now let's focus on the details of the Gemara. Gemara says, Idmar Matzah Tzarech Haseba, Mora Ein Tzarech Haseba, Yayin Idmar Mishmeder Rav Nachman Tzarech Haseba, V'idmar Mishmeder Rav Nachman Ein Tzarech Haseba. By Yayin, there's actually a machlokas today, Saliba de Rav Nachman, whether dalakosos require haseba or don't. We paskin that we require haseba for all four of the kosos, and that's what we've been assuming. And then we talked about what happens if you don't do haseba for the dalakosos. Is there a difference between the second set and the first set? Maybe bisman hazeh, the first kos is like the second set. We talked about that in great detail yesterday. But let's go back to the Gemara, let's go back to the source. The maskona is that we need haseba by all four of the dalakosos. But that's not the beginning. Gemara says Rav Nachman has this statement that Yayin has a din haseba, right? It's unclear actually. Rav Nachman says, according to one lashon, that tzarech haseba, and according to the other lashon, that ain't tzarech haseba. So what does that mean? So says the Gemara, Rav Nachman never meant to say that dalakosos do not require haseba. The question is, which ones of the dalakosos? Velo pligi habatarti kosi kamay habatarti kosi basroi. Shaila is which ones? The first two or the last two? Amri lo lahagisa v'amri lo lahagisa. And there's a machlokas, which way it goes? Amri lo lahagisa trei kosi kamoi bo eseba. Some say that the first two kosos require eseba, the hashtu the kamaschalo lo cheres. Because now we're starting to talk about the cheres. We're beginning to talk about the cheres, Haggadah, the Magid section of the Seder. We talk about the cheres of Yetzias Mitzrayim. This is when the cheres is beginning. Since we have to relive Yetzias Mitzrayim, so the Cheres is beginning at that time. So that's why Rav Nachman would say that those kosos require Haseba. But Trei Kosi Basroi Lobo Haseba Maida Hava Hava. Says the Gemara according to the first Lashon, Rav Nachman holds the last two kosos do not require Haseba because Maida Hava Hava, it happened already. Very strange Lashon. Maida Hava Hava, what happened, happened. Meaning, in Magid, we talk about the Cheres. Kamas Chala B'Cheres in the beginning of the Seder. But it's done. We spoke about the Geula. So once we talked about the Geula, so then we don't have to do a Seba for the Dalet, for the Beis Kosi Basroi. Interesting. We're going to have to understand what that statement, my Dehava Hava, means. In somewhat deeper sense. V'Amri Lo L'Hagisa continues the Gemara. Some say in the other direction. That Adar Abba, Trei Kosi Basroi Bo Haseba, Hahi Shaitu De Kahavya Cheres. Others say that Dafka, the second two kosos, require Haseba because that's when we are B'nai Chorin. We finally get to the point that we can talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim, we can break the Bracha, Asher Galonu V'Galus Havasenu Mitzrayim. When are we making the Bracha? At the end of Magid. That's we've spoken about the Shibud, we speak about the Geula, and then we make a Bracha on the Geula, so then now it makes sense. After we've spoken about the Geula, now for the next two kosos, since we are B'nai Chorin, then it makes sense to do Haseba. But Trei Kosi Kamoi Lobo Haseba Dakati Avadam Ayinu Kamar. We're going to say Avadam Ayinu. We're going to talk about the Shibud. So how can you do Haseba for the first two kosos? So it's inappropriate. It's inappropriate. So concludes the Gemara. Hashtad did Marachi vid Marachi Idi Vidi Bo Haseba. You have two opinions. Aliba the Rav Nachman. Which kosos require Haseba? The first two or the second two? So since we don't know which one, Idi Vidi Bo Haseba, they all require Haseba. Okay. So the only thing that's clear over here is the second Lashon. Second Lashon of the Gemara, Libid Rav Nachman, that we understand, that since we're saying Avodim Ayinu, with the Trei Kosi Kamoi, it's a stira, it's a tarti de sasri to do Haseba during that time. That's what the second day seems to be saying. That Haseba is Derech Cheres, is Zeichel Cheres. If you're talking about Avodim Ayinu, you're talking about the Shiba, it doesn't make any sense to do Cheres. That far we get. But we don't understand, what's this first Lashon of the Gemara that my Dahava have? That Trei Kosi Kamoi require Haseba, but Trei Kosi Basroi do not require Haseba because my Dahava have, that we don't understand. And we don't understand the Maskana of the Gemara either, that Hashta de Itmar Hachi, Vitmar Hachi, Idi Vidi Bo Haseba, they all require Haseba. They all require Haseba? Why should they all require Haseba? Maybe I should say none of them require Haseba. Haseba, after all, is a mitzvah de Rabbanan. We know Sveika de Rabbanan Lakula. So, if I don't know which ones to lean for, so maybe I shouldn't have to lean at all. What's the Gemara saying? This is an interesting maskana, that since we don't know which kosos you're supposed to be meisiv for, so the psak aloch is that you have to do a seba for all of it, for all four. L'chumra. Why should we go l'chumra by a mitzvah d'rabban? So these are some of the issues that we have to address. Let's take them one by one. So what does the first lashon say then? Trei kosi kamoi bo a seba, because hashtehu de kamaschal alacheres, this is when the cheres is beginning, when we're talking about the geula. But trei kosi basroi lo bo a seba, because my dahava hava. Comes Tosis and says as follows. Let's take a look at the Tosis. Ma'ida hava hava, shekvar omru ge'ula lifnei ha-su'udah. We mentioned ge'ula, we talked about ge'ula already before the suda, so we don't do haseba afterwards. We already talked about ge'ula, ma'ida hava hava, what was. We did haseba already by the first two Tosis, because we were talking about the cheres, talking about ge'ula. But once kvar omru ge'ula, then it doesn't makes sense, or it's not necessary, if you will. Maybe it's inappropriate. It's inappropriate to do Haseba later, because we finished already. We finished talking about the Geula, so it's not necessary. So Frektosis, but that's very difficult. What, if once we talked about Geula, somehow we're not going to do Haseba? The Afal gav the Matzah Tzricha Haseba, but Matzah requires Haseba. If Magid is the section of the Seder where we talk about Geula, so then, since Motzi Matzah comes afterwards, so why do we do Haseba for Matzah? If there's this idea that once we talked about the geula, so then we're not going to do a seba. Seba is something that you do when you're discussing geula, but once the discussion of geula is over, so then we're not going to do a seba. So then why do a seba for matzah? That's the underlying question of Tosfos. If you understand my dahava hava means what was, you spoke about geula, you did a seba when you were talking about geula, and that's it. It's over. So then why do a seba for the matzah? The Avagad the Matzah Tzricha Haseba La'omer Ma'ida Hava Hava Shiny Matzah. Tosfos gives three answers to this question: why we do Haseba by Matzah even though Ma'ida Hava Hava Shiny Matzah She Iker Seuda Yosem Yayin. The Matzah is the Iker Seuda more than Yayin, and therefore, even though we've already spoken about Geula and the Gemara says Ma'ida Hava Hava, nevertheless, we're going to do Haseba for the Matzah. Interesting. Va'od says Tosis, B'yayin heisev kvar b'shnei kosos harishonim. Matzah is different than yayin. You haven't done a seba for the matzah yet, so of course you'll do a seba for the matzah. But yayin, since you've already been meisev for the first two kosos, then you don't do a seba for the last two. Also interesting. Va'od sheksuva b'torah zeichel acherish lo hisbik b'tzekam lahachmetz ad shenigalu. What's more, by matzah you have to do a seba because it says beferish in the Torah that it's zechel acheres. So because it says beferish explicitly in the Torah, it's zechel acheres. That's why you have to do a seba for the matzah. Ve'af agav d'havi lechem oni, it's also lechem oni. It's zechel la'avdus, but yesh la'ochle derech acheres. It's lechem oni, but since it's also derech acheres, since it's also zechel acheres, you should do a seba for the matzah. When do we do a seba? Both by motzi matzah and by afikoman. Okay. We have our work cut out for us. Tosis yes, the kasha. What's the difference between dalet kosos as opposed to matzah? By dalet kosos, the first lashon of the Gemara is willing to concede that my dahava hava, once we've spoken about geula, then there's no need to do a seba. And yet, even after speaking about geula, we're going to do haseba for the matzah. The Tosfos gives three answers as to why matzah is different. First of all, matzah is ikar suda yosem yayin. It's more of the suda, it's the ikar of the suda of the seder, more than yayin. And somehow that is the reason why we would do haseba by matzah, even though we've already spoken about geula. Answer number one. Answer number two, well, you've already done haseba for the first two kosos of yayin, so why do haseba for the last two? But since you haven't already done Haseba for the Matzah, so of course we're going to do Haseba for the Matzah. And Teretz number three, Tosa says, well, Matzah, it says explicitly in the Torah that it's Zeichel Echeres. L'hispig b'tzeikam shalav asenu l'hachmetz ad shenigalu. So that has to get Haseba. But Dalakosos, it's not Ksuva bat Torah Zeichel Echeres, it's a Takana derabonan. So therefore, my Dahava Hava plays a role somehow. Three Terutzim of Tosis, but they're all Toh and Bir. They're all Toh and Bir. They're saying something. Each one of the answers of Tosis is saying something. The question is, what exactly is Tosis saying? So let's take them one by one. What does the first day of Tosis say? says that matzah is the ikar suda more than yayin, and therefore we're going to do haseba for the matzah. But by yayin, the first day I can hold my dahava hava. What does that mean? The Rav explained that the first day of Tosis is saying that avada, the chachamim were mesakein that you should do a seba for the suda of the seder night. B'shasa suda. But you have to define what is the suda. Matzah is the ikar suda. The Tosis in the first day is saying matzah is the ikar suda. So it's a davar poshet that matzah requires haseba. Because the first takon of haseba is that you do a seba by the suda. And matzah is the ikar suda. Yain is not the ikar suda. It's needed. Okay, it's subordinate to the suda. It comes in conjunction with the suda, but it's not the ikar suda. Right? We hope that, you know, the wine is not the ikar suda. Right? The ikar suda is the bread. The ikar suda is the matzah. In Kiddush El B'makom Suda, okay, the yayin is extra. It's a derabbanan. First of all, it's only a derabbanan. It's not a din daraisa. It's not the ikar suda. The ikar suda is the matzah. So Chazal was saying that you do a seba for the ikar suda. So avada matzah is going to require haseba. So why do we do haseba for the yayin b'chlav? Said the Rav, apparently what Tosis is assuming in this day is that there really are two reasons for doing Haseba. Chazal will misaken that you do Haseba for the Suda, and Chazal will also misaken that one should do Haseba when you're engaged in any kind of Achila and Shesia at the Seder, if you're eating something that is a symbol of Cheres. Something that's a symbol of Cheres that also requires Haseba. Haseba is a Derech Cheres. So there really are two mechayivim over here. There's the mechayiv of suda, and there's a mechayiv that you're eating or drinking something that's mora, that symbolizes, that highlights the cheres of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The reason we do haseba, according to the first day in Tosis, by yayin, is not because it's the ikar suda, not because of the suda, not because of the first mechayiv. That's mechayiv haseba by matzah. The reason we do haseba by the yayin is because it's mora cheres. The two dais in the Gemara are disagreeing as to which set of two kosos is more cheres more. Which symbolizes cheres more? Is it the first kosos that symbolizes cheres more? Or is it the second kosos? The second day we get, right? The second day holds that it's the second kosos, because if you're going to say avodah mayinu, that's a stira to cheres. The second kosos symbolizes cheres more. What does the first day say? The first day says, no, if we're talking about Geula, to the time that we're talking about Geula, that's when we're supposed to be Mesiv, to demonstrate that Geula, to demonstrate the Cheres. That's the time to do it. But after the two Kosos, once we've spoken about Geula, Maida Hava Hava, it's not necessary to do a Seba. Or maybe there's no point to do a Seba. The point of doing a Seba is to do a Seba for Kosos that highlight Cheres. What better way to highlight Cheres than by talking about the Cheres? So the first dayah says that the time to do a seba for the yayin, the time to do a seba for this object, for the wine that symbolizes Cheres, is when we're talking about Geula. But after we drink the two kosos, mayda hava hava. You spoke about Geula. You're not going to talk about Geula anymore. You'll say Hallel, but that's not talking about Geula. Talking about the Geula of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because we're not going to talk about the Geula of Yetzias Mitzrayim, so it's inappropriate to do a seba later. That's not. Those kosos, the second set of kosos, are not symbolizing the cheres as much as the first set. The tosos in the first day is answering that the kasha was, once we say maida hava hava, once we spoke about geula, why should we do a seba? Why should we do a seba by matzah? The answer is, a seba by matzah is a different mechayev. A seba by matzah is because it's the ikar suda. A seba for yayin is not because of the ikar suda, it's because yayin is a symbol of the cheres. And the first day holds, when is it appropriate to do Haseba on the symbol of the Cheres of Yayin? When you're talking about Geula. So that relates to the first two Kosos, it doesn't relate to the second. Okay, this is the first day of Tosfos. That there are two Mechayivim for Haseba. There's the Mechayiv of Shasa Su'uda, and there's a Mechayiv of being involved in an object that symbolizes Cheres. The Mechayiv of Matzah is the Su'uda. So it doesn't matter, Maida Hava Hava, just because we finished talking about Geula doesn't mean that you're not going to do Haseba for the Matzah. The matzah is the ikar suda. Of course you do a seba for the matzah. But the reason why we wouldn't do a seba for all of the dalat kosos is because the first day holds that it's the first set of kosos, the first two kosos that symbolize cheres more, because we're talking about geula then. And after that, maida hava hava, we spoke about geula, so there's no reason. The second day holds it. No, it's a stira to have a seba for the first two kosos, because if you say avada mayinu, the avdus of Avada Mayinu is a stira to the Cheiris of Hesebas. That's why we do Hesebas for the second set. This is the first day in Tosfos. Claim the Rav, based on this you can explain an interesting comment to the Rishonim. The Rishonim have a debate whether we do Hesebas for Karpas. Right, we're talking slowly but surely, we're talking about every part of the Seder. Right, we talked about Hesebas for Matzah, and Hesebas for Dalet Kosos, and Hesebas for Mora, and now we're going to talk about Karpas. Hesebas for Karpas. Do we do Hesebas for Karpas? So most of us think that for Karpas we don't do Hesebas. It's Zeicher LaAvdus, Samach Perach, people say, right? Samach Perach, Shishim Ribo, and Vodas Perach. So we think it's a Zeicher LaAvdus, it's inappropriate to do Hesebas when you're eating the Karpas. But not everyone agrees. I quote from the Avudram that Karpas requires a Hesebas too. Karpas requires a Hesebas too. So at first glance, why should Karpas require a Hesebas? According to the Rav, there are two Mechayvim of a Hesebas. Let's take the, according to this day in Tosis. There's a Mechayv of a Hesebas that it's the Suda of the Leil HaSeder. And there's another Mechayv of a Hesebas that you're involved in an object, you're eating or drinking an object that symbolizes Cheres. So at first glance, Karpas is neither. Why do we have Karpas at the Seder? So we're going to see on Daf Kuf Yudalad Amud Beis, the Gemara says that it's Hekera Latinokos. Karpas is a change, it's a Shinui. Right? The Seder is full of Shinuyim, changes that we do so that we pique the children's interest. And they're going to ask questions, they'll ask the Manishtana, they'll ask other questions that they have, and that will lead to Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Karpas is the quintessential heker for the Tinokos. That's what the Gemara says explicitly on Daf Kuf Yudalad Amud Beis. So at first glance, if it's a hekera latinokos, then it's nothing. It's not the suda. And it's not something of cheres. It's stam. Stam, you're dipping to do something different so that the child will ask, what are you dipping for? And then we'll say, well, you know, we were avadim in Mitzrayim, etc. So why should it get a seba? Said the Rav, if you look at the Bach gives a very beautiful answer to this question. What does the Bach say? This is in packet 14, page 1. The Bach says, "V'hatshuva l'tinokos hu dehatibul shekodem asuda hu derech cheres kederech bnei chorim shematbilim kodem suda lahamshich taivas hamaychel ken kosu k'tzatz meforshim." The Bach quotes a tshuva from k'tzatz meforshim that why do we do karpas? What's the tshuva for the tinokos? Why are we dipping? He says, "We're dipping kederech bnei chorim shematbilim kodem suda." The derech of Bnei Chorim is that they dip a little bit, they dip some vegetables at the beginning of the meal, to whet their appetite. That's what the Ktzas Mefarshim say. V'linir says the Bach, the atshuva hi levishadayim lo yiyaz man asuda, the be'ina lememar tchila agadata v'halayla, alkenonu matbi lamashav l'tima ba'alma lifnei asuda shlolishos kolosos man b'lo achila kolikim. The Bach gives a fascinating answer. We tell the Tinokos, well, there's a big road ahead. I'm sure you have a lot of Divrei Torah that you learned in Yeshiva. There's a lot to talk about. There's a lot to sing. Avodah Mayinu and Dayenu and Vihishamda. There's a whole Seder ahead of us. And we know that you're going to be hungry. And we're going to be hungry too. So let's eat a little bit. Let's have a little nibble so we're not going to be hungry. That's the Bach's answer. But what's the first answer of the Ktzas Mefarshim? That the tshuva for the tinokos is that we're dipping kederach b'nei chorin, that dip before the suda lahamshech taivas hamaychel. Said the Rav, if you think about it for a moment, what these ksatz mefarshim are saying is that the karpas is really both. It's actually both part of the suuda, and it's a symbol of cheres. It's part of the suda because it's mamshech taivas hamaychel. It whets the appetite. That's part of the suda. It's not the matzah. The matzah is the ikara suda. But the karpas whets the appetite. So it's coming litzorech ha-suda. Avada, it's a chelik of the suda. But it's more than that. It also demonstrates cheres. It's kederech b'nei chorin, to be matbil before the suda. So it's really both. We thought it was neither. It turns out, according to the Ktas Mefarshim of the Bach, it's really both. It's part of the suda. It's really part of the ikara suda because it's mamshich, the taiva samaycha for the ikara suda. What's more, it's Kederech B'nei Chorin, so it's a symbol of Cheres too. So that's why, according to the Avudram, at least, according to some of the other Rishonim, there's a chiyuv to do a seba for the karpas as well. Most do not do a seba for the karpas, but this sheet in the Rishonim can be explained based on the yesod of the Bach. Okay, this is the first day of Tosfos. Questions? Okay. What does the second day say? Second day pivots away from the first day. What does the second day say? Va'od b'yayin heisel kvar b'shnei kosos harishonim. You did a seba already with the first two kosos. So you see already that the second day is like being mekel. He's not saying that according to the first opinion it's inappropriate. According to the Amri law, to the Lishna Kama, it's inappropriate to do a seba for the second two kosos. That it's better to do a seba when you're talking about geula, as opposed to my dehava hava after you've already spoken about geula. This day it seems to be saying that there's a kula. You did it already, so once you did it, you don't have to do haseba for the second two kosos. It's not that we shouldn't do haseba. It's more appropriate to do haseba while you're talking about geula. But no, it's that you did it already, so once you did it, then there's no need to do a seba. So why by matzah? Why is matzah different? So the answer probably is, the second day holds that there is no mechayev of haseba in the suda. That's not the key. That's not the key, because if that were the key, then it's obvious why you should do a seba for the matzah. Matzah is the ikar suda. The Tosfos in the second day is not saying that. Tosfos backpedals, and is saying maybe a seba, taka only, was instituted whenever you're involved in the achila and shasia of something that symbolizes chayrus. It's one mechayev. It's not tzvei dinim. It's not two mechayevim, like the first day of hell. It's one mechayev that whenever you're involved in something of chayrus, something that symbolizes chayrus, then you should do a seba. So what Tosfos is saying? Every object that symbolizes chayrus requires a seba. So matzah symbolizes chayrus. It is a zeichel chayrus. So you'd have to do a seba then. What is my dehava hava mean? It just means that once you've done Haseba already for the Dalet Kosos, for one set of the Dalet Kosos, genuk, that's enough. It's enough, it's a kula. It's not necessary to do Haseba for all of the Dalet Kosos. It's enough to do Haseba for a set of Dalet Kosos that symbolize Cheres, and you've been Yotze the Chiyuv. So as long as you've done Haseba for the first two of the Dalet Kosos, that's enough. That's what my dehava hava means. It doesn't mean that once you stop talking about Geula, it's not really appropriate to do a seba for the last two kosos, but matzah is different because it's a different mechayev for a seba. No, it's the same mechayev. What the first Amri law is saying is that it's not necessary to do a seba for more than two kosos. My dava hava, you did a seba, you were yotze the mitzvah of a seba for the kosos of Yayin, so then it's not necessary to do a seba for all four. According to the second day, Chazal never instituted a seba for all four of the Dalet kosos. It's only for two. But which two? Not just the two that we're talking about Geula. It could have been any two, but once you do a seba for the first two, since it's appropriate to do a seba then, it's not necessary to do it for the others. But the second Amri law, the second day holds that no dafka, you should do a seba for the second kosos because it's a steerer to do a seba for the first kosos. If you say avodah mayuna, that's a steer to the chayr, so you shouldn't do it then. But the first day it says, no, it's not necessary to do a seba for the second set. Once you do a seba for the first set, that's sufficient. But by the matzah, since you haven't done a seba yet, of course you should do a seba for the matzah. What comes out is that the second day is pivoting away from the extra mechayah for a seba that the first day had. Second day holds, there is no mechayah for a seba in the suda. It's not a din in the suda. It's a din that objects that symbolize chayrus, the achilush sea of objects that symbolize chayrus, require a seba. So matzah requires a seba, it symbolizes chayrus, and dalet kosos also, but it's enough to do the first two kosos. Once you do a seba for the first two kosos, then you've been yotzi achiev, and that's sufficient. Okay, this is the second day. And the third day, it comes around and says the following. Third day, it says that there's a big difference between matzah as opposed to Dalet Kosos. You see, Dalet Kosos by themselves do not symbolize Cheres. The drinking of a Kos of Yayin does not necessarily symbolize Cheres. Because we drink wine a whole year, especially, you know, in generations past, they commonly drank wine. We don't drink as much wine. But we'll drink wine a whole year. You know, we'll have Kiddush on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Sometimes we'll have a little bit of wine. People will have wine in the middle of the week. That's not necessarily Morech Cheres per se. So why a Dalet Kosos Mora Cheres at the Seder night? You know why they're Mora Cheres? You know why they symbolize Cheres? Because we say Haggadah. we talk about the Dalai Kosuv. We talk about why we're drinking Dalai Kosuv. We talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim. We talk about Geula. So in the context of the Haggadah, the drinking of wine symbolizes Cheres. But says Tosfos, Matzah intrinsically symbolizes Cheres. Because the Torah associates Cheres with Matzah. The Torah says, Lo hispik b'tzeikam shalav aseinu la'achmitz. The Torah specifies that matzah intrinsically, by its very essence, symbolizes cheres. But yayin in its essence does not. The drinking of yayin in its essence perhaps doesn't symbolize cheres enough. Without Haggadah, without talking about the Geula, the yayin itself is not going to symbolize cheres. So that's why Tosfos says it's obvious you have to do a seba for the matzah. Because of course matzah symbolizes cheres. Because it says beferish in the pasuk, explicitly in the Torah, it associates the concept of cheres with matzah. But by Dalit Kosos, the first day in the Gemara, the first Amri law says that you meisiv dafka by the first two Kosos, because without the Haggadah, without talking about Geula, then the Kos Yayin is not going to symbolize cheres. So the first Lashon says you dafka should do a seba for the first two Kosos. Because you need Haggadah, you need the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim to make the Kosos into symbols of Cheres. And the first two Kosos, since you're not going to be talking about Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim after the Suda, they're not going to symbolize Cheres. Comes the second Amilah and says, it doesn't matter, you can't do a Seva for the first two Kosos, because it's Dach Astira. At the second Amilah, that's that sheet that we get. It's saying the same thing. It's a steer. If you say Avodah Mayinu, you can't do a seba because that's a steer. You can't do it, so you have to do a seba in the other kosos. You have to do a seba. Chazal and Mesakin to do a seba by the kosos yai, and then obviously they meant the second kosos. I, but you're not talking about Geula. It's okay. You spoke about Geula before the Suda. So that's enough to make the second kosos into a symbol of Cheres. But to be mesa for the first kosos, that's mama shastir. It's a tait of the sasri, claims the second amrila, claims the lishna bas. But the lishna kama says no, it's not a stira. We talk about the geula, so we can be mesa for the first two kosos. But it's not a kasha for matzah because matzah, even though we finished talking about geula, the first amrila will say you can still be mesa by the matzah because the matzah is an obvious symbol of cheres. It's explicit in the Torah that it's a symbol of cheres. So even after we finish talking about geula, we still do Haseba for the Matzah. Okay, these are the three opinions of Tosfos. Moribla.
Doesn't Rashi and Rashbam in the beginning of the parak mention the idea of the Arba Kosa being connected Lashon Geula? So can you say the Yayin is also inherently Geula?
Not Yayin. The drinking Dalit Kosos. The Dalit is connected to Lashon of Geula. But the problem is, until you drink all four Kosos, you don't see the Dalit. Well, we know it's coming. But it's not intrinsic to the kos that I'm drinking now. Right? That's the general takon of the Chachamim, but which, you know, where were they Masakin Haseba? They were Masakin Haseba on those kosos that demonstrate Cheres. According to the first Deya, it's the first two kosos that demonstrate Cheres more than the second kosos. And the second Lashon says, no, Fakert, it's a Stira. It will be a Tarti Disasu if you do a Seba for the first two kosos, so therefore we do a Seba Dafka by the last two. Okay. Tosfos in the next Dibur Maschil adds another comment. Did someone have another hint? Benji? Yes, I'm sorry.
Yes, can I ask a question?
Sure.
How do we explain the second Lishna that it's a Tatu Satre on the first two kosot? How do we explain that with the Maskana of the Gemara that therefore do it on all four? Meaning how is that Mashlin with the second Deya that you can't make it on the first two.
Right, but the problem is the first day holds that you specifically should do it on the first two. So you don't lose anything by doing a seba. What's the worst thing that it's going to be? According to the second day, it's like a little bit of a stira. But the problem is I have another day that says that I'm a chuyev to do it. So what can I do? I have a suffix whether I should do it or not. It's one thing if I do something If I do something wrong, but is this really wrong to do a seba? So you'll suggest, yeah, it's a tarti desasri. Okay, you know what? Wait till we do the Ran. Okay, wait till we see the Ran. You'll see the Ran's answers to why we're not makel b'makom sofek. That might answer your question as well. Okay, Benji, let's hold a little bit. The next, I'm sorry.
Is there? Can we say that there's a nafkamina between the first and the third opinion in Tosos about matzah?
I don't think so. I think all the opinions hold that you do a seba for matzah. The question is why.
Question: which matzah though? Is it all matzah? Like, let's say we just want to nash on matzah throughout the meal versus dafka first kizayis versus dafka afikomen. It sounds like the last, maybe you could say the last day in Tosos is saying dafka matzah mitzvah, meaning maybe the first kizayis and afikomen specifically, while the first one's saying any matzah you eat during the suda, it's koveh for the suda, so that is, it's lav dafka the first kizayis. It could be any matzah you're eating throughout the meal because matzah equals suda. It's not only the specific matzah of the cheres that the pasuk is talking about, that the rabbanon or koveh is the first kizayis and afikomen.
Right. I hear what you're saying, but the lashon of Tosis is that matzah is the ikar suda. Why? What makes it ikar suda? Because the Torah requires you to eat it on the Seder night. What does the Torah require? Ba'erev tochlu matzah, sachil is a kezayis. So it's really the kezayis that's the ikar. There are some who say that the more you eat, the more mitzvah you're going to fulfill. But, you know, the Rambam has this idea that whatever you eat, you should do a seba for. But I'm not sure I see that in Tosis per se. Tosfos concludes by saying that when do we do a seva for the matzah? By the achilas matzah and for the hafikoman. So Tosfos seems to be saying that it's associated with the matzah of mitzvah. It's just the question is, which matzah is the matzah of mitzvah? But it seems it seems like all the three. It's not like he's saying that only within the third day. He's saying that within all the opinions. So at first glance, the opinions would probably agree that you only really have to do a seva for the matzah's mitzvah against the Rambam. Right, Tosis is not working with the Rambam. B'pshuto, he's working with the Rush. Right, that they don't hold that lechatchili should be meisif for kol asuda. But the first day it claims for the ikar suda. But I think the ikar suda really is the kizayis of mitzvah, as you say. I think so.
And the afikomen as well. The afikomen's also.
Some say that the afikomen is the ikar matzah of mitzvah. We'll see. Tosis on Daf Kuf Tesvav is going to talk about that in the Gemara later on Kuf Chof. We have to get to it, but yeah, some say the ikar is the afikomen because it's a zecher to the carbon pesach, and there's this idea that the tamatzah is supposed to remain in your mouth, and the zecher to the carbon pesach is the ikar matzah because that's how they were makayim the mitzvah of matzah at the time of the Beis Hamikdash. So that's the question. Is the Rishonim address, why are you making a brichas mitzvah at the beginning if you're really yotzei the mitzvah of matzah with the matzah at the end? We'll see. There's a whole discussion in the Gemara about that in the Rishonim. We'll get to it in Mitzvah Shem. Okay. Tosis in the next Dibra Maschil adds another point to Heseba by Dalet Kosos. Tosis says, Kulu nami tzvichi Heseba, what's the maskon of the Gemara? Since Itmar, hashtad Itmar hachi vitmar hachi, idi bo Heseba, a little bit of a different loshon, Tosis says, Kulu nami tzvichi Heseba. Says Tosis, V'chol Dalet Kosos tzvichim Heseba b'sha'as shtia. When do you have to Heseba for the Dalet Kosos? B'sha'as shtia, when you drink them. Shkoich. When else would you do a seba? When you pick up the cup? When you pour the cup? I mean, like, well, what's Tosis saying? What's the chiddush? Obviously, b'shashtia. Like, why would I think that? Why would I think that you do a seba at a different time? So the Sefer Dvar Shmuel, which is a beautiful, beautiful sefer on Psachim, is one of the original svarim that was written. One of the modern day svarim that was written maybe 35, 40 years ago. It was a classic on Psachim. Now there are other Sfarim that are written on Psachim, but at the time when it came out, it was a classic on Psachim. It collected a lot of the Achronim. It has some of his own Chidushim in it, but it's really a classic on Psachim. So the Sefer Dvar Shmuel says, maybe Tosfos is coming la'afuke, the opinion of the Me'iri. The Me'iri comments over here. This is on page 2 in the packet. Arba kosos kulam tzvichin eseba, says the Meiri, hein shtiyasa, hein hadvarim shehem mesudarim aleim. The dalet kosos require eseba both in the shtiya, in their drinking, and for the inyonim that they're mesudar on, the parts of the haggadah that they're mesudar on. It's on alom kiddush, ukriyas haggadah, ukriyas hahala, lebechas hamazon. We know there are four parts to the seder that we pin the dalet kosos to. Dalet kosos, tokina rabbana derecher, as the Gemara says, kol chad v'chad navid bei mitzvah. We associate each one of the dalet kosos with a different part of the Seder. Says the Meiri, Seba for the Dalet Kosas is required not just in the Shti of the Dalet Kosas, but even in the part of the Haggadah, even the part of the Seder, that you're Masada the Kosan, the Kiddush, Haggadah, Hallel, and Berachas HaMazon. V'im ha'ya Mesa b'chol asuda, reza meshubach. Zokta me'iri, Mesa b'chol asuda, reza meshubach. He echoes the Rambam. Right, that's another. We said that there are other Rishonim who hold like that. It's not just the Mari Bruna that the Rambam quotes. It's not just the Rambam, but you see, the Meiri says the same thing. But what does the Meiri add to Tosfos that Heseba of the Dalet Kosas is not just B'shah Shtiyah, but rather B'shah Samira, if you will. Right, when you say the Kiddush, it's a little strange, right? What you can do Heseba when you say the Kiddush? Say the Kiddush, sit down for the Kiddush, maybe. Some people sit for the Kiddush of Yom Tov. Guess that's what the Meiri holds. Haggadah? You should do a Seba for the Haggadah? The Meiri seems to hold. Birchas HaMazon? Do a Seba for the Birchas HaMazon? And for Hala? The Meiri says you do a Seba for each one of these elements. Quite fascinating. So Zok the Devar Shmuel, maybe that's what Tosis is coming lafuge. Tosis holds that, nah, you shouldn't do a Seba for the Inyonim that the Kosos are connected to. You only do a Seba for the Shtiyas Dalet Kosas. Lafuke, the opinion of the Meiri. In fact, the Mishnah Bura quotes from the Shalah. Mishnah Bura, it's Mitofayin Gimel, Sivkot and Ayin Aleph. He quotes from the Shalah that one should not do a Seba when they say the Haggadah. Right? The Shulchan Aruch there says, Ukshamaschal Avadam Ayinu Lefar Amachs Rakara Sheba Hamatzos Lefana V'kori Kol HaHaggadah, and he reads the Haggadah. This is like a citation of the Rambam. The Rambam holds that there was one Kori Haggadah. There was one person who read it, and he was motzi everyone. We have a minig that everyone reads together. Read the Haggadah together. So on that, the Mishnah Berurah says, Kori Kol Haggadah, Ve'ein Loma Behaseba, Rak Be'ema V'ira, Shalah. The Shalah Kodesh says that you should say the Haggadah, Be'ema V'ira. Say it Be'ema V'ira. For Osher Weiss, in his Haggadah, Minchas Osher, he says the Shalah is very difficult. Haggadah is not tefillah. It's Sipur Dvarim Ba'alma. It's not like a tefillah. It's not like a bracha. Oh, you're not supposed to do a seba when you say a bracha, when you have a tefillah. But Haggadah, why can't you do a seba when you say Haggadah? And in fact, he points out that the Shalah himself only made his statement about Kriyas Hallel. The Shalah says when you say the Hallel, you shouldn't do it by a seba because Hallel is supposed to be said by Ema. Hallel is supposed to be said by Ema. Asher Weiss points out, though, that even if you hold that you're not supposed to do a Seba neither for the Haggadah nor for Hallel, but you still should say them be yeshiva. You still should sit. Maybe not recline, but you certainly should sit. That everyone should agree. Even Tosis would agree, right? Everyone, the Shalah, Tosis, everyone would say that you should sit for the Haggadah and for Hallel. Why? So he says, because Be'emes, yeshiva is Tchilas HaSeba. Right, yeshiva is the beginning of Heseba. As we pointed out, right, in Chodesh Elul, we quoted from the Maral. Maral says, Tchilas Heseba is yeshiva. I gave you again in page 3, the same Gvuras Hashem. Perish Heseba Miloshon Yeshiva. Kmo Shetigim Vayeshvu Lechol. V'ischaru Shum Miloshon Sivuv. The Iker of Heseba begins with yeshiva. Amid is not Heseba. So the first thing that you have to do is to sit down. But another part of a Seba is to lean comfortably. But the point of departure, the beginning of a Seba, Zok the Maral, is yeshiva. The Yerushalmi that we had yesterday, Rav Levi, says what? That we do a Seba because the derech of Avadim is to eat Ba'amida. The Avadim are always on the run. Right? The Avadim are always on the run. So they eat Ba'amida. B'nei Chorin eat b'yeshiva. Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says b'feresh, like the Maral, that the beginning, the ikar of the Heseba is not to be on the run, not to be standing, but rather to be sitting. Even the Rav Yah, who says that b'zman hazeh, we don't do Heseba because it's not a minig b'nei Chorin, even he would say, avadi, you have to sit. The Rav Yah doesn't say that there's no Heseba b'zman hazeh. He says there's no reclining b'zman hazeh. But yeshiva, avadi, you should have to do. Because that's a chelak of Heseba too. And that B'nai Chorin do perform, right? They do. B'nai Chorin do sit. They don't eat when they're standing. Except if they have a Kiddush, right? You know, if you're eating a meal, you sit. So even the Rav Yoh would say there is a concept. This is an interesting idea, right? Even the Rav Yoh would say there's a concept of a seba bizman hazeh. That's a good kasha. Right? When you're online in the calf, when you get back to yeshiva, online in the calf, ask someone, according to the Rav Yoh, is there any haseba even bizman hazeh? So the guy's going to scratch his head. What, according to Rav Yoh, any haseba bizman, that's the whole Rav Yoh, is that bizman hazeh, there is no haseba. No. Yeshiva. The Rav Yoh would say that you have to sit, because that kind of haseba is the Derech B'nei Chorin, even bizman hazeh. So it could be that even if we'll be machmer to say that you don't do a seba for halal and haggadah, but you still shouldn't say them standing, just like you shouldn't eat when you're standing. Let's say someone is serving, right? You have a waiter who's serving, or a woman is taking care of a baby or something, and she's in the middle of eating the matzah, and she stands up. No, she shouldn't stand up. She should sit down. A person who's serving, and you know, he's finishing the matzah, but he's running to get the mor. No, don't keep on chewing when you jump up. Finish the matzah. Finish the mitzvah achila before you jump up to get the mor, to help everyone else. Because you have to eat be'aseba. Haseba at least means that you have to be sitting down. So presumably the same would be true when it comes to haggadah and halal. Even if you say that you're not supposed to read them be'aseba, but you should say them be'yeshiva. You should say then be yeshiva. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah points out. Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tov Pei, Sivkot and Aleph. Shulchan Aruch says, Kosuvi maschil lo lanu, v'gomer lo v'sahalu. Zok the Mishnah Berurah, maschil lo lanu b'lo bracha, v'omrim ha-halil miyushav, af shebechol hashana omrim ma'uma, b'pesach shani, mibeshe miyushav, u'derech ha-seba v'cheres. It's a collector's item, Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says that you say halel b'miyushav, even though normally we say halel ba'amida. The Gemara Megillah says b'feresh, that halel is supposed to be said ba'amida. Ba'amida. But on the Seder night, it's different. Why? Because miyushav is derech ha-seba v'cheres. Derech ha-seba v'cheres. Aye, but the Mishnah Berurah says that you're not meisiv for Haggadah. It's not a stira. Mishnah Berurah says Haggadah and Halal come together. You should say them both be yeshiva. Maybe not beheseba, maybe not supposed to recline, but yeshiva is derech haseba, it's derech heres. Of course you're supposed to say them derech heres. Right? At least be yeshiva. At least be yeshiva. And presumably Tosfos would agree. Right? When Tosfos says that haseba is only by shtiyas dalakosas, he means reclining. Reclining we're only going to do for the shtiyah of the Dalet Kosas. The Tosis is with the Shalah. Tosis probably assumes that the Haggadah and the Hal, the Bechas HaMazen, you're supposed to say Be'ema. You're supposed to say it properly. Be'ema, Be'ira. Right? It's like it's a bracha. Right? It's a bracha. It's a tefillah. So you're supposed to say Be'ema, Be'ira. You're not supposed to recline. But even Tosis would admit that you have to say them be yeshiva. Right? There is the element of Haseba that you say be yeshiva and not Ba'amida, Avada. Like the Mishnah Berurah writes by Halal that you should say it be yeshiva because that is a din haseba and it's not a stira to the Ema and the Yira that you're supposed to say Haggadah and Halal with. But according to the Meiri, it would seem as though the four chalokim of the Seder that we link the Dalet Kosas to should actually be recited beheseba, mamish achidish, b'chas hamazon should be said beheseba on the Seder night, and Halal beheseba according to the Meiri. Sounds like imamish say beheseba. Tosus would say be yeshiva, but the Meiri would say that you really have to do them, you really have to say them be'aseba. Okay. Questions? Okay. So now we come to the final segment of the Gemara. Says the Gemara, we have two different opinions, whether the Haseba for the Dalet Kosas is for the first two Kosas or for the last two Kosas. And comes the Gemara and says, Hashta didmar hachi vidmar hachi idi vi idi bo Haseba. They all require a seba, all four kosos. And that's our minik. We're mesa by all four of the Dalet Kosos. Asks the Ran, but why? Why? Let's see the Ran inside. This is a world famous Ran. World famous Ran. The Ran, Adav Chav Gimel Amin Aleph, and Dapi Arif, in the old versions of the Gemara. The Ran, Adir Masko, Vahashta. Hashta, Adir Marachi, Vim Marachi, Kulubo, a seba. Frek the Ran va'afal gav de ba'alma kaimalon ipcha the kol sveka de rabbanon lakula. The Ran asked the kasha. Normally we say sveka de rabbanon lakula, and here we're being machmer by a sveka de rabbanon. How could it be Hocha says the Ran kevan the lav milsa de tirchahi avdinon the ravcha de milsa kach perishuzal. Ran says some explain kach perishuzal yesh mafarshim. That what's the big deal? Is it a tircha to do a seiva? And for some people it is, as they dirty their pants. But okay, that's not a tircha. That's not a tircha. It's not a tircha. Fakert, right? People enjoy it. You lean back. It's your one opportunity that you can lean back in your chair and your father's not going to criticize you. Okay. It's not a tircha. So say these yesh mefarshim, the kach pirshuzal, that because it's not a tircha, what are you going to say? Sveikad rabbanan lekula? What, to be mekel? Chazal said you could be mekel? The whole thing is not a tircha anyways. If it's not a tircha, Chazal are not going to tell you to be mekel. Who gives this approach? Kach pirshuzal. So others have pointed out that this is the opinion of the Maharam Chalava. We mentioned that the Maharam Chalav is one of the Gedoli Rishonim in Maseches Pesachim. So this first opinion of the Ran is what the Maharam Chalav writes. This is in page 4. Hashidim marachi v'marachi kula bo aseba v'yavagad v'id rabbanan hi v'avolon l'meim besveka l'kula kevan de'efshe b'lo torach u'b'lo hotza. You don't need a tircha, no physical tircha. U'b'lo hotza, you don't have to spend any money. Shapir domi, it's good to do aseba. D'miyos tov al tikri ra. Rather than being called bad, you should be called good. Right? Do something good. Do something good. Why shouldn't you do it if you have the opportunity to do it? That's the first day that the Ran quotes. But the Ran offers a different answer. V'linir, says the Ran, de'al korchach boy lemebed aseba b'kulu. You have to do aseba for all of them. De'ineza l'kula amai nekel bahani tfei mehani. Why should he be mekel for these two quotes, not for those two? And if you're going to be mekel for all of them and say you don't have to do a seba b'chlal, so you'll be oker the whole takana of haseba and gansin. You'll be oker it entirely. So says the Ran, we have no choice. We'd like to say sveka de rabban and lakula, but the problem is, how do we do that? Right? Why should we mekel for the first two or the second two? And if you're going to be mekel for both of them, then you'll be oker the mitzvah of haseba entirely. What's going on between these two days of the Ran? The first day. Let's first talk about the first day. What's the first day of saying? The yisod of the first day of Maram Chalava is that if there's no tircha, we don't say sveka d'rabban l'kula. If there's no tircha, we don't say sveka d'rabban l'kula. And secondly, the first day seems to assume that there's no problem of being oker the takon of Hesebel Agamri. First day, I wouldn't have been troubled with that. You could say Sveka de Rabbanu Lekula even if you're Oka the Takon entirely. But we can't say Sveka de Rabbanu Lekula over here because it's not a Milsa de Tircha, so that's the reason. But Akiras HaTakon HaLegami, that wasn't a problem according to the first day. Why not? What's the first day is saying that B'mokom Tircha, we don't say, if there's no Tircha, we're not going to say Sveka de Rabbanu Lekula? And what do they mean when they're not concerned about the Akiras HaTakon HaLegami? The Sefer Birkas Avraham wants to suggest that the first daya is taking a stand on what sveka d'rabbanu l'kula means. What does that mean, sveka d'rabbanu l'kula? That b'makom is sofek by a d'rabbanan chazal amekel. Let's say a person doesn't remember if he read the Megillah, or he doesn't remember if he daven mincha, whatever it is, a sveka d'rabbanan, some kind of sofek b'd'rabbanan. We go l'kula. Right, what does that mean? So, the simple way to explain is that Chazal give you a leniency. They say you can be mekel b'makom safek. There's a takana to read the Megillah, a takana to light Neiris Chanukah, a takana to whatever, to daven gimel tefillas bayom, a takana of tefillah. So Chazal say if you have a safek, so you can be mekel. It's a safek. There is a safek. Maybe a chayv, but you're allowed to be mekel b'makom safek. That's one way to look at sveket rabban l'kula. But the other way to look at it, this is quoted by the Shev Shmaitza, Shmaitza Aleph Perigimel. Shmaitza quotes from the Tashbetz, one of the Rishonim, that maybe Sveikad Rabban Lakula is a much stronger principle. Maybe what Sveikad Rabban Lakula is telling me is that B'mokom Sofik, there is no Takana at all. B'mokom Sofik Chazal whenever Mesakin. If you have a Sofik Rabbanan, a Sofik whether a Mitzvah Rabbanan is Shayach to you, there is no takana b'chlal. Chazal are not saying that you're allowed to be mekel b'makom safik. It's that b'makom safik, they never made a takana. They never made a takana b'chlal. It's like it never existed. Says the Birkas Avram, The first day in Tosfos obviously does not hold like the Tashbetz. The first day in the Ran, excuse me, cannot hold like the Tashbetz. The first day that says b'makom tircho, in a case where there's no tircho, we're not going to say sveikad rabban lakula, he can't hold like the Tashbetz. Because if you say that b'makom sofik, Chazal never made a takana. B'makom sofik, there's no mitzvah of dalakosas. There's no mitzvah of heseba by dalakosas. They never made such a takana. So if there's a sofik over here, so then there is no takana to speak of. Who cares whether it's takes the tircha to do it, doesn't take a tircha to do it? There is no mitzvah. So if there's no mitzvah, you don't have to do anything. B'makom sofik, there's no mitzvah. So if there's no mitzvah, then you're not mechuyev to push yourself to do anything. Even if there's no tircha, who cares? There is no mitzvah at all. The first day it must be holding that Sveikat Rabban al-Kula means Chazal were makel for you. They gave you a leniency. They said there is a suffix. You have a suffix chiyuv over here. We're not going to say there's no suffix chiyuv. We made a mitzvah. Now you have a suffix whether you're mechuyev in that mitzvah. So there is a suffix chiyuv over here. But Chazal are makel for you. They say that you could be lenient. So Chazal are only going to be lenient on you if there's a tircha, if it's hard for you. You know, it's hard. If you have a suffix, if you read the Megillah, so what do you have to do? You have to sit for another half an hour. To do the Megillah, it's a tircha. You have a suffix if you were mispalel, all of the Gimel Tfilos, if you mispalel Mariv, so it's a tircha to daven. It's a wonderful opportunity, but it takes time. Chazal ha-mekel for you. So if you hold Sveikat Rabban Lakula, Chazal ha-mekel, so then Taka, it makes sense that they're not going to be mekel, but makom, that there's no tircha. But if you hold Sveikat Rabban Lakula means that there is no takana to begin with, there's no takana to begin with, so then, even if there's no tircha, why should Chazal say that there is a takana? They were not misakin, but makom sofik, so there's nothing to talk about. So that's the first point that the Birkas Avraham makes, that the first day in the Ran seems to be taking a stand on that question as to what's the nature of Sveikat Rabban Lakula. First day it seems to be assuming Sveikat Rabban Lakula is a leniency. It's not that Chazal were not misakin the mitzvah of makom sofik, it's a leniency. So if it's a leniency, then Chazal are not going to be lenient on the individual if it doesn't require a tircha. Ephraim Klein.
Would tircha be subjective? If it's not tircha for me, should I have to do it?
I don't know. I don't know. It's hard to say that every person can determine for themselves whether something is a tircha. Right? We assume. I mean, the Gemara is paskening. Right? The Gemara is paskening. So it's paskening for every individual. I guess you could say that this objectively is not a tircha for anyone. What you're asking is to apply the yisod of the first day of the Ran in other contexts. Would that be subjective, or would that be objective? I don't know, I have to think about it. I am noted to say that it has to be more of an objective lack of tircha, so that it's a uniform kind of thing. For every, you know, to give nasata dvarecha l'shiurim, that everyone is going to determine for themselves whether it's a tircha or not a tircha, I don't know. It seems a little bit strange. Okay. What's with the second idea? Second question, that the first day it doesn't seem to be bothered with the akiras hatakana legamri. First day it has to give this answer that it's not a tircha, so therefore we're not going to say sveged rabban lakula. Who wanted the first answer to just say that? Well, you're going to be okay the takana entirely if you're not going to be mesiv over here. So I heard a very beautiful beer once, that these 2 days of the Ran are arguing about the old Shaila that we've mentioned the last couple of days. What's the nature of the mitzvah of Heseba itself? Is Heseba a mitzvah b'fnei atzma? Is it a general mitzvah to be mesa for all of the achila and shesia of the Seder night? Or is it a mitzvah that's specific to the matzah, specific to the Dalet Kosas? If we assume that the mitzvah of Heseba is a mitzvah klolis, a general mitzvah. So tell me, if you're not going to be mesa for the Dalet Kosas, are you going to be oker the mitzvah of Heseba lagamri? What do you think? You're going to be oker it lagamri? Of course not. So what that I wasn't mesa for the Dalet Kosas? I can still be mesa by what? By what? Help me now.
Matzah.
By matzah, exactly. Exactly, Rafi. It's a general mitzvah to be meisiv by the achil and shesiyah of the seder. So, heseba of dalakosas, heseba matzah is all part of one mitzvah. So you're not gonna be oker the entire mitzvah, even if you don't do heseba for any of the dalakosas. But if I hold that heseba is specific to the matzah and specific to the dalakosas, so then if I'm gonna be make a legamri by dalakosas, then I'm missing the mitzvah of heseba in dalakosas. Heseba of the matzah is not gonna help me to save me that I'll be yotzei a mitzvah of heseba. I'll have the mitzvah of heseba of matzah, but I won't have the mitzvah of heseba of dalet kosos. So I dafka would have to do heseba in all four kosos. I can't hold back from doing heseba and say, oh, sveikit rabbanu l'kula, I don't have to do heseba at all, because then I'll be missing the mitzvah, I'll be oka the mitzvah legamri. The Maram Chalava, the first day in the Ran, holds that Haseba is a mitzvah klolis. It's a mitzvah of the atzma. It's a separate mitzvah. So because it's a separate mitzvah, that day I felt that the svar of the Ran is not going to help you. You can't say that Sfeiket Rabbanu L'Kula can't apply over here because you'll be oka the takana legamri if you're not going to do any Haseba. No, you won't be oka the takana of Haseba legamri. You'll still do Haseba by the matzah. You'll do Haseba by some other achila, by some other shtia, when you drink Coke, when you eat potatoes, when you eat chicken. That's also a key in Haseba. So you're not going to be okay the takana legamri. That's why the first day I had to say, why don't we say sveikat rabbanu l'kula? Because it's not a davar shel torah. It's not tircha. So why not? Avada, you should do it. The chachamim are not going to be lenient for you. But the second day holds like whom? The second day goes like the rosh. That a seba is a prat in the mitzvah of matzah. It's a prat in the mitzvah of dalakosas. And that's why the second day, the Ran himself holds that avada, you can't say sveikat rabbanu l'kula and not have people do a seba for any of the dalakosas. Because in that case, you'll be oka the takana legami. The takana of Haseba by Dalakosos will be uprooted completely. Haseba of Matz is not going to help me for Haseba of the Dalakosos. So that's why the Ran gave his answer that he's afraid of being oka the takana legami. But the first day, they did not give that answer. They had to give a different answer of Tircha, because they hold the mitzvah of Haseba is not a prat in Matzah, a prat in Dalakosos, but rather it's a mitzvah of Ifnei Atzma.